Giger. Chibis.
Welcome to Big Timmy's house. My name is Big Timmy. Joining me, as always, is my lovely wife, Tanya.
Hello!
And Milo the cat is right beside the microphone, so, licking yes. his own butt. Getting right in there and making those like...
Sorry.
So if you hear like a... That's him gnawing away at his own butt.
Yep.
So apart, you're very cold at the moment, aren't you?
I am quite cold. I've been cold all day, though, to be honest.
Yeah, we're in that weird cold period of time.
Yeah.
Called winter, I guess.
I guess it's cold.
It's already February.
Oh, no, I don't like
Can't even believe it. Do you know what I found out last month?
What's that?
That I don't think I mentioned on the podcast, but I might have done. The Canadian military were ordered to play Pokemon Go.
Part of me thinks we... did discuss this.
So I don't basically,
know whether it was
people
on the podcast or not. I do remember hearing about it.
Basically, in July 2016, Canadian civilians started just wandering onto military
yes.
bases, and they were playing Pokemon Go. And one of their generals apparently said, "Please advise the commissionaries that apparently Fort Frontec is both a Pokemon gym and Pokestop, eh? I will be completely honest that I have no idea what this is." That was Major Jeff Mahonigan at the Canadian Forces Base in Kingston, Ontario. "The game's premise seems to be going to the Pokestop's gyms to collect Pokemons," noted David Leverick, a security expert at the Borden Base of Northwest Toronto. We should almost hire a 12-year-old aide to help us out with this. Wouldn't that be amazing? Your job is to, like, play Pokemon Go and
yeah.
tell the military where,
yeah.
like, look, this is a Pokestop. You don't want to...
No, that'd be great.
I think they actually worked with the game to get them to actually put, like, the Pokestop in, like, a museum.
Yeah.
So that people would go and look around their little military museum. And, yeah, it's quite weird. Whilst the three children, there's a mother at a military museum in the grounds of Borden Base was found to be playing Pokemon Go, whilst the three children with her were climbing over all the tanks.
Nice.
Wow. So they basically had to sort of, yeah, try and source out Pokemon Go around their around their military bases. Which I just think is adorable. The Canadians are taken over by Pokemon. That's so cute. Sorry, Milo's just knocking stuff around. Yes, it's
a good way of people getting people to come and, you know, view the place.
Yeah, look at the military sort of
yeah,
things.
Yeah, the history and stuff and whatever.
But wouldn't it, like, you can imagine being a spy and seeing this and being like, oh, I'm totally getting their military secrets.
Yeah,
and just going in and being like, yes, I'm looking for Charmeleon
in this place of military museuminess.
Yes. So I thought, in a way of celebrating this wonderful news story about Canadians fighting mm-hmm. Pokemon in war, I thought we could look at some Pokedex entries.
Okay.
Because we've touched on it in the past when we've spoken about them and how some of them are weird. But I didn't want to just focus on weird. I thought we'd go for a few different ones. So I'll kick things off.
Okay.
With Pikachu. Because that's the one that
everyone knows.
Everyone's Pikachu. Like, oh, Pikachu, that's the one that's like...
yellow and mousy-like.
Isn't he the one that kills everyone? So most of the Pokedex entries across the game seem to be fairly similar. It's all like when several of these Pokemon gather together, their electricity could create storms. It keeps its tail raised to monitor its surroundings. If you yank its tail, it will try to bite you. That's kind of fair enough.
That's like another thing, another animal we know.
Milo.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't often yank his tail. No. I sometimes like to grab his tail and then make trumpet sounds, and that really pisses him off.
He's like, ah!
He's like, stop it! Don't do it hard or anything like that. I just grab his tail and go... He's looking at me now.
He just knows the noise.
He knows the noise. I can make the noise and he's fine with it. But if I touch his tail and make it, he gets really pissed off. Yep, he's scowling at me. Sorry, I should stop making the trumpet noise. So, it also goes on about the fact that it uses its electricity to roast its berries to make them tender enough to eat.
Nice.
And how it uses its tail as a lightning rod. I like this one. This is from Pokemon Ruby. It says, whenever Pikachu comes across something new, it blasts it with a jolt of electricity. If you come across a blackened berry, it's evidence that this Pokemon mistook the intensity of its charge. I just like the idea of it finding, like, what is this? I don't know what this is. I'll just jolt it with electricity.
Yeah. Oh, I could have eaten that. God dang it.
This Pokemon has electricity storing pouches on its cheeks. These appear to become electrically charged during the night when Pikachu sleeps. It occasionally discharges electricity when it's dozy after waking up. It's quite adorable, really.
Yeah.
It lives in forests with others. It stores electricity in the pouches on its cheeks. I think they basically just didn't
recycle.
Really. Yeah. It occasionally uses electric charge to shock and recharge a fellow Pikachu in its weakened state. That's adorable.
Cute. Yeah, that's cute. Looks after each other.
When Pikachu meet, they'll touch their tails together and exchange electricity through them as a form of greeting.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice. It can generate powerful electricity. Pikachu that can generate powerful electricity have cheek sacs that are extra soft and super stretchy. That's a bit weird because you can just pull his face out.
But then surely if you pull it too hard, they'll electrocute you anyway.
I guess so. Now, there was a load of them where it's like they're wearing caps. You might, if you play Pokemon Go, you've probably seen them.
Yeah.
Where they wear like hats and stuff.
Like Ash Captain's hats and stuff.
And that, if you have one of those in the game, in the main games, they sort of go, oh, it's wearing a special hat. That's about it, really. In the new games, Sword and Shield, you can Gigantamax certain Pikachus. And this is one that I quite liked. It's Gigantamax power expanded, forming its supersized body and towering tail. That's for Sword. And then Shield, it says, when it smashes its opponents with its bolt-shaped tail, it delivers a surge of electricity, the equivalent to a lightning strike. So it's basically, it could kill you.
Yeah, sounds that way.
Yeah, murder.
Murder. Pikachu know how to murder.
Yeah. It's adorable and it can kill you. Yeah.
It's an adorable bundle of deathness.
Death. Most of them are, though, aren't they?
Yeah, that's true.
Would you like to take one?
I've picked Piplup.
That's one of your favourites.
It's one of my favourites. Actually, I got two of my... two of my favourites and one because I was just interested by it. So Piplup obviously came in in Diamond. So, again, these ones are pretty much all similar in what they say. So for Diamond, it says it's because it is very proud, it hates accepting food from people. Its thick down guards it from cold. Okay, you know, that's generally. And for Pearl, it says it lives among shores in northern cities. A skilled swimmer, it dives for over 10 minutes to hunt.
Oh, so it's like it's basically a penguin.
It's basically a penguin.
If you look at Piplup, it's a penguin. I don't know why I was like, it's like a penguin. Yeah, it is a penguin, Tim.
It also has more features of a penguin. It says it's a poor walker and often falls down. However, its strong pride makes it puff up its chest without a care. It goes poof! And obviously watching the anime, you can see that...
If you actually look at them, their heads are quite big.
Yeah.
And so they're sort of like, it's like a baby.
Yeah.
It's a baby.
It's a baby.
It's a baby, isn't it, Milo?
And it just, it repeats itself and it says it's quite difficult to bond with its trainer because of its pride. So obviously once you get your friendship with it, obviously will help love you for forever, I guess. So yeah, there you go.
It's adorable.
I think it's just an adorable thing.
Are you ready to get creepy?
Go on then.
So I've picked my next one is Hypno.
Oh yeah.
Which is it's a Pokemon from the first games, and it's like a yellow sort of, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like a yellow thing with a little pendulum.
Yep.
There are pictures I've seen of like demons sort of thing that look like Hypno. And so most of them are sort of fairly similar again. They use like hypnosis and confusion moves. Sometimes they, across the games, they actually have a theme where it's like they can put people to sleep and take away their nightmares using their Dream Eater move.
Oh, yeah.
However, one of the games sort of really freaked me out.
Okay.
It's the Pokédex entry for Pokémon Fire Red, which is a remake of the original game.
Yep.
It carries a pendulum-like device. There was once an incident in which it took away a child it hypnotized. So it just picked up a child, it hypnotized a kid, and then was like, I'm having this.
Yeah.
How terrifying is that? You're just like,
terrifying.
Oh, yeah, where's Billy? I don't know, that Hypno was, it was with Hypno before. It keeps saying as well for most of these Pokédex entries that it polishes the pendulum it's got, and it's what is that about? Seeing its swinging pendulum can induce sleep in 3 seconds, even in someone who's just woken up. To be fair, I know a lot of people who, like, the second that they wake up, they could fall back to sleep.
Yeah.
Because, well, I have done that. I've woken up and been like, well, back to bed. So maybe there's a Hypno in our room.
Maybe.
That we don't know about.
Maybe.
There was another one where it was just like, it sort of comes back again. The child, there was once an incident in which it took away a child it hypnotised. Why aren't they all locked up? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
It's an extremely dangerous Pokemon. People who are in need of good sleep should call... people in need of a good sound sleep call it their saviour. As a matter of course, it keeps anyone it meets fall asleep and has a taste of their dreams. Anyone having a good dream, it carries off. That's weird.
Yeah.
Hypnos that assist doctors and with patients who can't sleep at night in hospitals. avoid eye contact if you come across one. It will try to put you asleep by using its pendulum. In one of the games, in Ultra Sun, it says it rarely harms people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so okay. The incident with the child. They never seem to say what happened to the child.
No, exactly.
Please bear in mind as well that This is essentially a kids game. Yeah. How weird's that? It's like, children get kidnapped.
Yeah.
If you like this one, it'll take you hostage.
Take you hostage. And keep you for however many years.
I'm just eating your dreams. That's the thing as well. It could just constantly keep you asleep and start eating your dreams.
Yeah, could do.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Would you like to go for your next one?
My next one is Ninetales. I was going to do Vulpix, but it didn't really seem... They were all quite similar, but... this one is relatively similar again, but... So, obviously, Ninetales, being with Ninetales. Duh.
It has Ninetales.
A lot of them say it's very smart and very vengeful. Grabbing one of its tails... could result in a 1,000-year curse. Some say that 9 noble saints were united and reincarnated as his Pokemon.
Nine people were fused together to make
this Pokemon.
That's quite cool.
Yeah. It's filled with wondrous energies and could stay alive for 1,000 years.
Wow.
Yep. But this one is the best one I like. It's from the entry from Ruby. It says, Ninetales casts a sinister light from its bright red eyes to gain total control over its foe's mind. This Pokemon is said to live for 1,000 years.
What the fuck is like?
That is the only one that is said like that.
It's like creepy.
Yeah.
It can control you with its eyes.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't think I would want to be around that.
So yeah, and just saying how intelligent it is. More curses. It can even curse your descendants as well, some of them say. Yeah.
So you just like constantly, like everyone in your entire lineage is just fucked.
Yeah.
I actually, when I made up a Pokemon for a competition, one of my Pokedex entries for the Pokemon was like, if you harm this Pokemon or the one it evolved from, like basically it would hunt down your entire family and murder them. And like, which at the time I was like, that sounds badass. But then it was like, oh, actually, that would be really weird. Like, you're just like walking down the street and your head just like falls off. And it's like, because your Uncle Terry accidentally stepped on its foot or something.
Yeah. And obviously as well, with Ninetales, obviously got into the Alolan.
Basically it was a fire type originally, but then it became like an ice fairy type.
Yeah. And so this one is basically, it creates drops of ice in its coat and showers them over its enemies. Anyone who angers it will be frozen stiff in an instant.
Oh gosh, I'm quite stiff now.
And apparently this one guides people if they get lost in the mountains, back down to base.
That's quite nice.
So these ones are quite nice ones. Lives in mountains with covered in snow. So yeah, so this one, the Alolan is a nice Ninetales. It will help.
Well, the other ones pretty much are like intelligent and
yeah, they're very, very, very intelligent. You know, and they understand people and whatever.
They'll just curse you. For 1,000 years.
One will curse you, and one will help you not die in a mountain.
Well, that other one, the mountain one, might still curse you if you were then just like, let's grab its tail.
Oh yeah.
And then it's just like, I curse you for 1,000 years. Because
In the shield one, it says, while it will guide travellers who get lost on a snowy mountain down to the mountain base, it won't forgive anyone who harms nature.
Well, imagine cut down a tree. So if you're like, say you're going down the thingy and you step on a plant, it turns back and it's just like, I'll never forgive you.
Yeah.
It's like,
can you
still help me off the mountain? It's like, no.
You have this plans.
Or you're like, you know, you're peeing in the bushes, and it's like, you peed on the bushes that don't want pee.
Why
can't? He's just jumped away. So I thought I'd pick one of my favourites.
Okay.
Relu.
Oh yes. A little, that is your favourite.
He's a little like fighting dog thing that evolves into Lucario, and I love those both so much. So it basically uses like it can sense auras, and the first game that it was in was Diamond and Pearl, and that basically it's sort of like, the aura that emanates from its body intensifies to alert others if it's afraid or sad. Which I'm like, oh, that's cute. Its body is lithe yet powerful. It can crest 3 mountains cross 2 canyons in one night.
Wow.
So it's like just like hyper fit.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of thing.
Running.
Can run around and do all these things. It's great because in the Sword and Shield game, I was hunting them down. And they see you, and they just sort of run towards you, and it's the most adorable thing I had ever seen. So, yeah, most of the Pokédex entries are fairly similar. It sort of sees auras and can sense whether people are sad or happy. It knows how people and Pokémon feel by looking at their auras. It doesn't approach dangerous opponents. Well, that's a lie, because one of them ran over to me, and I am a dangerous opponent. although I was literally like, oh my god, you're the most adorable thing, I love you so much! It's exceedingly energetic, with enough stamina to keep running all through the night. Taking it for walks can be a challenging experience. I'd be really shit with this Pokemon, thinking about it. Because I would be like, I'm really tired now, really. You're going to have to carry... I could get him to carry me, though, I guess. It can use waves called auras to gauge how others are feeling. These same waves can also tell this Pokemon about the state of the environment. That sounds potentially dangerous, because it could looks at a town and it's just like, this is awful.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here. Yeah, it's definitely one of my favourites, and it's just so cute.
So cute.
It's so bloody cute.
It's like some of them, you're like, you're so cute, I don't want to evolve you. And it's like, yes. But I need to evolve you to get you stronger.
I've actually just seen, so within the games, obviously you have genders, male and female. There's 87.5% males and 12.5% females. So females are actually rarer. And I've got, I keep finding female ones. And thinking nearly every game I've had, I've always had female one. Really? Yeah. How weird's that? Yeah,
but like anything, like all your starter Pokemons are generally males, aren't they?
Yeah, for the most part, I think.
This is very rarely you get one that's
female. And they are supposed to have an even 50-50 split.
Yeah, but I think all of my starter Pokemon for nearly every Pokemon game have been males.
Yeah. Interesting.
So.
Interesting. Odd. Well.
Indeed.
Which one would you... Which is your next one?
My last one will be Frostlass.
Frostlass. Oh, I like this one. And it has one of the most messed up...
Yes, it does, actually. I was reading from it. So it's come from... It's come into the Pokemon series in Generation 4, so Diamond and Pearl series. So for the Diamond and Pearl, and for a couple of them, it says, obviously, it freezes its foes with an icy breath, nearly minus 60 degrees Fahrenheit, which seems to be its body as... its body is actually hollow, which is weird.
Yeah, it's sort of just... Empty
body. But the one I like, I say again with most of these, it says, legends in a snowy region says that a woman who was lost on an icy mountain was reborn as Frostlass.
Yeah, I like that one as well.
That's a good one.
It's metal.
And some of the ones I've read are quite funny. Well, not funny, it's quite scary. For Sun, it says, when it finds humans or Pokemon alike, it freezes them and takes them to its chilly den, where they become decorations.
What?
Yes.
It's just there, like, you'll do.
Yeah.
Oh, I need a new chair. Just pose yourself like this.
And for Moon, this one, the one says, the soul of a woman lost on a snowy mountain possesses an icicle, becoming this Pokemon. The food it most relishes is the souls of men.
Yeah.
So yeah, and
Hot
man souls.
I could really do with a bowl of hot man souls.
It likes hikers, and handsome. It only goes after men who it thinks is handsome.
Oh, I'll be fine then.
No, you're handsome.
Okay.
So yeah, there we go. So that's Frostlass for you.
That is possibly one of the most messed up ones. So we've discovered today, ladies and gentlemen, that sometimes Pokemon can kidnap people and murder them.
Yeah.
I think that's quite a good thing. Or make them as
decorations, depending.
So one final thing that I've always wanted to introduce to the podcast.
I've never actually done so,
and I don't really know why. I like to do hypotheticals with people. And usually I make up a hypothetical that usually ends up in them having to murder someone or... watch somebody pee. mainly with Dave, he ends up having to go on dates with that girl that followed him around for a bit. Yep. So I thought I'd actually go for an actual list.
Oh, okay.
Of hypotheticals, and I thought we could do one,
okay,
per show. So here is the first one. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
If you could put wings on any species of animal, what animal would you choose?
A horse.
And have Pegasus.
Yes.
Like, it's everywhere. Wouldn't that be dangerous though? Because horses don't like stop to use the loo, they just poop.
And
so you're walking along the street and just like mind your own business, all of a sudden you just like, get slammed with horse shit.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, you can choose a horse still.
But the worst, if I was going to do it, I wouldn't go. If I was going to get a Pegasus, I would try and get there the shortest route where I was going. So normally that would go cross country. So
you would like you'd use it for transport.
Yeah, I would use it for transport.
I like the idea of snakes being able to fly.
That would be funny.
But they don't know it, so no, they're just there like, what the fuck?
What's going on?
How do we get wings? And that would sort of be like dinosaurs. Yeah. Certain dinosaurs. Yeah.
I thought I also said spiders. Like, that's just too scary.
Spiders, yeah, because that would be you just see
far too scary.
Spiders flying at your face, trying to catch flies and stuff.
Oh, no.
What about adding wings to something that already has wings, so it's got like
double wings. I thought that actually.
Chickens.
Thought, like chickens or seagulls or something, I don't know.
It's like double wings.
Double wings, yeah.
I don't know why, I had the image of some like double guitar being played.
Yeah,
as
something
well.
Like a dragonfly has always got double wings, you know.
Oh, so it's got six wings instead of four.
Yeah, or a butterfly. Butterflies would be gorgeous with double wings.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be beautiful.
Double-winged butterflies.
Yeah, that'd be beautiful.
It's kind of
if one set gets damaged, then you still have a second set to go on.
Yeah, but then would it be used to flying on like two sets of wings, so it's then just really lazy?
Maybe.
And they'd have to be fairly big as well. You might be able to ride a butterfly with double wings.
Maybe.
That's quite cool. Yeah, it's a bit of a difficult one. My initial thing would be to give cats wings because I like the idea of Milo. But then Milo would
He wouldn't come back though.
Well, he'd be flying around the flat and just like
he wouldn't get down,
pooping everywhere. Yeah. And it would be difficult to entice him down. Well, he'd probably find the dreamies.
Probably.
And be like, I'm having these.
Nom, 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 nom.
So, yeah, and then you just see cats flying around murdering everything outside.
The poor birds. Poor birds outside will have no chance.
Yeah. The cats would eventually fly into aeroplanes and just, like, bring them down. And society would be destroyed by flying cats. Yeah,
dogs would be fun as flying. Because obviously they will... I think dogs would be best.
Dogs would be better.
Because obviously
you still
play fetch with them because they'll... Dogs obviously are more likely to come back anyway because that's their loyaler.
Yeah. We're saying that cats are jerks, Milo.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
We love you, really.
Yeah, he doesn't look too impressed.
No, he doesn't look too impressed, does he?
He's all right. But we love him, really.
I think dogs will probably be the best.
So are we putting...
Because they'd still sit there, you know. When if you ask them to sit, they probably would sit on the floor. Or they might sit in the air, but... I don't know how well that would work.
I'm just thinking, though, the amount of times when I've seen, I've heard stories of dogs jumping on the side to get you know, chicken and stuff like that. Just imagine you put, like, your beef jerky in a jar on top of the fridge and they're just, like...
They just hover over and push it off.
I think dogs are a safe bet.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put... I think we should... Well, basically, when we do a scenario, we'll have an official answer from Big Timmy's house. So the official answer is dogs. So we would put wings onto dogs. But now I'm just imagining, like, sellotaping wings to dogs and then not looking very happy about it. But yeah, for sure, not cats, because cats are murder machines.
And they will make a mess everywhere.
Yes, and that's the perfect place to end the podcast, yes, I think.
I think so.
So... thank you so much for listening. We're going to be doing a few more videos and stuff, so don't forget to check out our YouTubes. We're going to also be doing some other things, so check out our social medias. Make sure that you're keeping up with all the wonderful things that we're doing. And
we need to do our I Fits, I Sits box.
Yeah, guys, keep them coming in, because we need to keep that going. We're going to try and push out all those stupid TikTok people and do our stupid challenge. Whoop whoop. Represent. Whoop. Cats represent. Yeah. Ooh.
He doesn't like the fist bump.
What a jerk. Right. I've been Big Timmy.
I'm Lady Giggles.
Get out of our house.
Bye.
And watch your children around hypnos.
Yeah, they're scary.
They'll just take them off into the woods and eat them. And if you're a man, don't go. A handsome man, don't go hiking.
No, in the mountains.
In the mountains.
No.
Just in case there's a frost lass.
Yeah, scary, scary frost lass.
Oh, guys, send us your favourite Pokédex entries.
Yeah.
And we'll read them out in a future episode. There you go.
Yeah.